Well, let me give a quick recap of my trip. And so I got back, what's today? Wednesday. I got back yesterday from Trinidad. And so this was my fourth trip to Trinidad. Back in 2015 and 2016, we took teams there, mission trip teams there. And I just want to tell all the team members that they were asking about you guys. They still remember your names. They were naming people off and asking about people. That's the impact that the team had. And, you know, I was trying to Trini dance for those that remember. They have a little dance they do there. It's kind of special to the Trinis. But anyway, it was good to be back. And then in 2018, I went there by myself to do some ministry. And so it's been 6 years since I've been there. But when I got there, it's one thing I love about going back to places is you kind of can see, or you get to hear from people, you know, the impact that you made or things. And so I had so many people coming up and were talking about, you know, how the Lord had spoke to them, how they had gotten a word or a prophecy, and how, you know, they were coming back wanting to tell me that everything that you said happened just like God, you know. And so it was just a real, you know, and that's what prophecy should do. It should encourage us or strengthen us up. It's a come alongside people knowing. And I even had a couple of people that said, you know, they had walked through very difficult times, but it was that word from the Lord that had sustained them, and, you know, they had made it through. So thank God for that. And a lot of people coming up and talking to me about, they would come up and they'd say, I got tongues from you. I got tongues from you. And I'd say, well, you really got it from the Holy Spirit. But anyway, so many people, you know, kept saying that and all. So I was there for, basically, I was there for ministry for 3 days, did 5 meetings in 3 days, one meeting for one church on a Friday night, had a great time there. Just a lovely time. The people were very excited. We had a real refreshing in the Holy Spirit that came that night. And then the other church I did 4 meetings for, starting out on a Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And we just got into a real, you know, just a building and a real momentum. And so while I was there in those 4 meetings with the main church, on 2 different meetings, I had a call for those that needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. For the first time, it's always like to make sure, you know, if somebody's had tongues but having a struggle, we can deal with that later. But first time people. And so in those 2 meetings that I did that, we had 49 people come up, got filled with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, sometimes when you're having people get filled, it's different how the Lord does it. Sometimes he does it corporately, sometimes. But the Lord actually told me, he said, I want you to get in front of each and every one of them and have them speak where you hear them. And he said it was because many of you might be familiar with this, you know, when you first got filled with the Holy Spirit and it was so like you didn't understand it. And then a little bit later, the devil's trying to convince you that you didn't get it. Devil's trying to convince you that you made that up, that those weren't really words from heaven or an utterance that was divine, that was just some gibberish. And so the Lord actually told me to get in front of them. And he said, when you hear them speak in tongues, I want you to make them look you in the eye and I want you to say, you got it. Because, and I told them, because, you know, when you go, you can't be talked out of it now, because now you've got a witness. Amen. And so I would get in front of each one of them, and most of the times it came pretty fluently, pretty quickly. People got it most of the time by the time I stepped in front of them, and they was all first time people. And I love that we covered all the generations. We had some young kids, we had some teenagers, but I was really excited that there were a lot of men that came. You know, a lot of places in the church, in case y'all didn't know this, a lot of churches across the world are more filled with women than they are men. And I'm always very thankful it's not that way here at Houston Faith Church, because we have a strong pastor. A strong man makes for strong men. And so we've always had a good, you know, mix of men. But at that night, the second meeting, which was open to men, had so many men and young men. Just young men, you know, in their early 18s and 19s and 20s. And that's important, because back years ago, I don't remember if it was 2015 or 2016 that I had told Pastor Chaz that I got there and I sensed by the Spirit that there was a generation. So when you go to Trinidad, a lot of people say they're saved. There's been a lot of evangelism there. There's a lot of church life there. But this particular year, I could just sense with the Lord that they were losing a generation of young people. And so what happened is they would say, oh yeah, you know, I'm saved, or I go to church, but there was no real connection with the Spirit of God, and I knew that they were losing them. And so going back now, they've had a real, so that'd be what, 8 years ago? And so now they're having a huge increase in gang activity, crime, all these things, because the young people are not connected to the church anymore. And so I was real excited to see in the meetings that we had a lot of young people coming and a lot of men coming and just availing themselves to the Holy Spirit. And it was just wonderful. And they were really touched by the Lord. And it was very exciting. So in the main church, we kicked it all off with the women's meeting. Come on, ladies. Come on. Sometimes the ladies know how to kick it off, get a good going there. But we had a real good time in the Lord, had some real moments in the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to go through all my testimonies because I have a whole bunch of pages of testimonies. But I'm going to tell you all a couple things. One of this lady came up to me after the first women's meeting, and she wanted to sit beside me and tell me. She said, I wanted you to know that I've been asking God to send help. Come on, see your help. And I'll be God's instrument of help anywhere, anytime. Not her, not yet. You can take that off. It's not her, not yet. And so and this particular lady, she sat down and she said, I've been going through a really hard time. I've been asking the Lord for help because she said, I lost all my joy. And she said, I was really in a difficult place. I was doing everything I knew. I couldn't get it back. And then she leaned over to me and she said, I'm talking about like where I couldn't go on, like suicidal. And so I said, wow. And so anyway, she got kind of connected with the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. She said all her joy came back. And so she was so excited about that. That was Saturday morning. Sunday morning, she came back to find me in church service again with the biggest smile on her face, retestifying how she had been so happy and joyful since that meeting. Then she brought her daughter and her granddaughter to all the meetings. Praise God. And then in that same meeting, I had a lady that came up to testify after the meeting. And this is the lady, so you can put her up on the screen. There you go. And I want to show you her picture for a reason. But she had been diagnosed with an iron deficiency and was just having a lot of weakness in her body. She said she felt so weak all the time that really all she wanted to do was just stay in bed. But she said, I remembered you from last time you were here, and so I drug myself to the morning meeting. And she said there was a point in the meeting where there was a real something that came of the Lord and the Holy Spirit at one time, and I remember it was about strength. And so I was having them lift their hands, and she said, when you asked us to lift our hands and you begin commanding strength, she said, I felt strength come into my entire body. And she said, I mean, spirit, soul, and body, everything changed in me, praise the Lord. And so she came back Sunday morning, she stood up, I have it on video, and testified how and that all her iron deficiency was gone. And so she could tell a difference in her body. She was just so excited. But what's really special about her is when she got there Saturday morning, she came to find me. And she said, I remember you from 6 years ago. And she said, you were in the Sunday morning service and you preached on getting rid of fear. And she said, I went back and looked at my notes. I did do that. And I think that morning I had 35 people that came up at the altar to be delivered from fear. And I remember thinking at the time there were so many people, you know, in this time to do it. And so I remember very specifically that I tried to not get stuck specifically on any person. But the I wrote in my notes 6 years ago that the power of God was present to deliver. And so her testimony that was a morning service. And the night service, she came back to testify. She had come up front to be delivered from a fear of fire. So she said over 40 years ago, when she was 6 years old, she had an encounter with the fire. And it was very traumatic for her. It was a trauma. And it caused a fear about fire to get on her. And she had a really bad, she said she couldn't even, never could she strike a match or anything like that. Her stove was not electric, but gas. And so she was not able to work her stove in her home because the open flame of the stove would just like freak her out. And so she came back that Sunday night to tell me from the Sunday morning service that she walked out knowing she was free. And so she got it home and she was striking matches all over everywhere and lighting her stove and getting real close. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just in a moment. Nothing special. No special word from God. You know, the Bible says that God will confirm his word. The word that we preach, he will confirm it. Come on, with the accompanying signs and wonders. And so she came back to tell me when I was there Saturday morning. She came to find me and she said, she just reminded me. She said, last time you were here, I got delivered from the fear of fire. And she said, I have remained free and I'm still free. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. And so we just had great meetings. And like I said, we kind of had a momentum. I could tell that every service, there was a real distinct, you know, I'm a firm believer that God has an intent and a purpose for every meeting. And that's one thing I love about being spirit-filled, is that we're not just trying to find something to talk about, that God, if you can connect with God's intent and God's purpose, then God will be present in that to really do something. And so we were building a momentum, and I'll skip a lot of the things that happened, but the last service, we had a healing service, and I'm talking about the moment that I stepped up to preach, the power to heal was present. And so I had to monitor with the Lord, with the Spirit, you know, when to really begin to move into that versus, you know, what to say. Because it's, you got to follow the anointing. You know, as a minister, your goal is to know where the anointing at. If the anointing's to preach, then you preach. If the anointing gets in your hands, it might be to do. But you have to follow the anointing. You don't want to preach too long. You don't want to preach too short. And so it's all about finding what the Spirit of God wants to do. But I actually preached on the Lord's your physician, which I'm going to preach soon here. It's a really good message. It's a really good message. But anyway, as I was preaching, I just found myself kind of walking over in an area. And when I got close to this man, an older man, he's been there for many years. I know he's one of their leaders. I had remembered him from the last trip that we were there, and I just kind of got over to him, and I just found myself say to him, you have something wrong with your body. What's wrong with your body? And he said, yes. And so he did like this. He said, my shoulder. And I said, this shoulder? And I touched his shoulder, and I said, well, what's wrong with your shoulder? And he said, well, I have a lot of pain in my shoulder, and I can't lift my arm. And I said, you can't lift that arm. And he said, no. I said, show me. And so all he could do was this. This was it. See this right here? This was as far. He could not get this arm was about a foot out from his leg, but he could not get his shoulder any more up. And so I said, this is it. And I kind of did like this, and I could feel it. He was like, no. Like, don't touch it. It's hurting. It's not going to go any further. And so I said, oh, so this shoulder? And he said, yeah. And so I took his arm, like right here, and I said, I want you to relax your arm and my arm, because he was holding it very stiff because a lot of pain. You know, he was holding it like, don't mess with it. And so I said, I want you to just to relax. And he didn't do anything. I said, no, I want you to relax. Like, if I was to let go, like where your arm would fall, I want you to relax. And the minute he relaxed, I just went like this with his arm. I said, in Jesus' name. And his arm went all the way up over his head. And his eyes got about this big. And I said, what just happened? And he said, I don't have any pain anymore. And so I put his arm down. I said, well, go ahead and lift your arm up. And he went like this. And I said, why don't you go? And so he started swinging his arm. He was swinging his arm all like this. I mean, it was just so easy. Come on, in the presence of God and the power of God. And that opened it up. See, then other people had to deal with. Now this man had just gotten healed. And so we had some wonderful things, some things that were notable, some things that were detectable in the moment, of course some things that were not. So I'm expecting to get some testimonies either by Facebook Messenger or maybe when I go back next time, but it was just a real blessing to see you know, the healing power of God. And I will say this, that when I was ministering, we had a lot of just different things that night. You know, I was just ministering by the Spirit. Sometimes it was a call about a specific something. Sometimes it might just be a person just following the Spirit in it. And I had, these people had come up, and I don't remember if it was a specific call or what, but I was walking over, and it was a man and his wife, and I wasn't sure if they both needed to be healed, or, you know, sometimes people come to support people or whatever it is, but my eye, it's like my attention was on him. And I walked over to him thinking I'm just going to walk over and do whatever. And when I stepped in front of him, the Lord said, I can't heal him. I had never heard that before. I thought, what? And he said, he's not yet filled with the Spirit and he can't receive it. He's not yet filled with the Spirit and he can't receive it. See, there's this thing about the Holy Spirit, about, you know, being able to yield to the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, yield our tongue, helps us to be able to open up. And so I remember Kenneth Hagin used to say this. He used to say that the world has to be taught to receive Jesus. But he used to say that the church has to be taught to receive the Holy Spirit. And then he would say that the receiving is continual. Because it's not just like a one time we receive the Holy Spirit. It's like a continual. And so it wasn't that the Lord couldn't heal him. It wasn't that the Lord didn't have power. It was that the Lord knew the condition of him. And he knew that he was just not. Oh, and so I said to him, because I had remembered seeing him in the Saturday night meeting. This was Sunday night. I had seen him in the Saturday night meeting when it was all about the Holy Spirit and receiving the Holy Spirit and yielding to the Holy. And I'm thinking, what? And I looked at him and I said, you're not filled with the Spirit. And he said, no. And I said, why not? Why not? I said, if you're going to receive healing, you need to receive the Spirit. And so I had one of the leaders come over and minister to him. And he got the Holy Spirit, praise God. And then I was able to go back, amen, and felt the power go out. Hallelujah. This is where we have to understand this life and the Spirit and how really important. I just, everywhere I go more and more, I understand the importance of this life in the Holy Spirit. Because everything this side of heaven, Jesus bought it, Jesus paid for it, Jesus obtained it, it's already ours, but it comes through the Spirit. Revelation comes through the Spirit. Everything comes through the Spirit. The mind of Christ comes through the Spirit. How we hear through the Spirit. Everything is through the Spirit. And so we have to be willing to yield ourselves and open up ourselves to the Holy Spirit. It's just so important that we can yield to the Spirit. And again, not even just one time yield. When I was in, let's see, where was this? When I was in Singapore this year, and I was there in January, and I was ministering at a church, and we had a wonderful meeting, and I don't remember exactly. Yeah, I do. I preached on the voice of God, basically, you know, the spirit of faith that we believe, and therefore we speak, But I had a time where people came up to get filled with the Spirit, and a very powerful time. Lots of people came, praise the Lord. And at the very end of the meeting, we had finished, and I was getting my things to head back out to meet the pastors. And a lady came over, and she brought her mother, and she said, I want you to pray for my mother. She needs to be healed. And so, of course, always my first instinct is to do whatever someone has need of, right? Because we have the answer. And here she had sat in this wonderful service, Spirit of God moving, called to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I said, okay. And I took her mother's hand. And when I took her mother's hand, I just by the Spirit. Sometimes you hear something, sometimes you just know. I just knew that I couldn't get power in her. I hadn't prayed for her yet, but I just knew I couldn't get power in her. And see, my thing is that I really believe that the church, not only do we believe, but we should see the results of what we believe. And so I'm not going to like fake it. I just can't do it. Like, I can't pray for someone if I sense that I don't have it. Even if I don't understand why I have it, I have to say I can't do that, or I can't, because I don't want people to think that we're praying and then, quote, faith doesn't work. Faith doesn't work because you prayed and it didn't work. There's all kind of elements to that. And so I knew I couldn't get power in her. And so here again, we just sat in this wonderful service receiving the Holy Spirit. And I said to the daughter, I said, is your mother, because the mother had not said anything yet. And so I said, is your mother filled with the Holy Spirit? And she said, no. So she had just sat through an entire service resisting. Listen, church, come on, we got to get honest about this stuff. We have to get honest. This life with God is about partnering. It's about you know, yielding to Him. It's about working with Him. It's not just God sitting up in heaven, do whatever you want. And you live however you want. You reject whatever of God's word you want. You do your own thing all the time and then think when you need something of God. And it's not God withholding it. It's that in our heart. And so I said to her daughter, I said, she needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I said, not because for her to receive power, to be healed, we have to receive power. And so then they came and got me and wanted me to leave. So then I had to have another believer, another leader come over and pray for her. And I never did get to pray healing for her. I just told the believer, you get her filled with the Spirit and then you pray the healing power of God. But I can just sense sometimes, you know, God loves us so much that He's given us every instruction. He's given us every instruction. But it's not just a poof and a what we want. It's about really responding to God. It's about first agreeing with God. I remember I've told this story before, but it just seems right to tell it. We had a friend who we'd been, Pastor Chaz and I had been in a Spirit-filled church before we were called to pastor. Wonderful Spirit-filled church, very Spirit-filled, you know. Not just say we believe in it, but actually practiced it. And there was a couple that had been there. They had been there way before I had gotten there. They'd been there for many years. And so, you know, your perception is all those times of the Holy Spirit, surely everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit. Like I would look out here tonight and think that surely there's no one in here that's been more to Houston Faith Church more than three or four times that's not filled with the Spirit. And so, but he got sick and he was sick and kind of couldn't get well. And eventually, by this time we were pastors and they had come over to our church. And he came sick, but he kind of continued to get sicker and eventually got to where he was at his house and kind of was not real mobile. And so one day we went over there to visit him and talk to him. And pastor was sitting by him and I was sitting across the way. And the Lord said to me, he said, ask him if he's filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm like thinking, surely that's my, because this man had sat in a Spirit-filled church for so many years. So what do you mean, ask him if he's filled? Of course he's filled with the Holy Spirit. And he came to our church, of course he would be filled. But I heard, the Lord said again, you know, ask him. And so I just said, you know, across the room, I said to him, are you filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues? He said, oh, no, no, no. He said, I've never needed that. He said, my wife does it. And he said, I'm okay with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it or anything. But he said, I've just never needed it. And when he said that to me, the Lord said to me, he will die. Because the revelation that he needed, he has head knowledge of healing, but he doesn't have heart knowledge. And the revelation that he needed would come through tongues and he would never yield. And he died. This is supposed to be a happy service. What happened? But this, happy is the man who gains understanding. Because there are reasons for things like that. You know, we can't just all chalk it up and say that the Bible doesn't work or faith doesn't work or something. Because again, it's about agreeing with God. And the first thing we have to agree with God on is certainly the written word. Everything that's written in the word in the New Testament for us is an instruction. We have to believe that and really work to apply that as best we can. Amen. And so I'm just so thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful, and I'm thankful to be in a place and with people that believe in the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move. And so we have to maintain this wonderful life that we have in the Holy Spirit, right? Everybody here is filled with the Spirit. If anybody here is not filled with the Spirit tonight, this would be a good time. Why don't we just do that right now? Why don't we just, I want everybody just to bow. First of all, is there anybody in here that's not saved? Anybody in here that doesn't have Jesus yet in your heart? Because that's the only requirement to being filled. Yes. But just like, you know, for God so loved the world that he wanted everyone to believe in his son and have eternal life, then Jesus came, began to talk about the Holy Spirit, that one day he was going to have to depart, but he was going to send another helper. Begin to tell us all kinds of things about the Holy Spirit, the need for the Holy Spirit, the necessity of the Spirit, what the Spirit would do in our lives. And then he said, by the way, he said, I command you in Acts chapter 1, Jesus, the knower of all things, who loves us perfectly, commanded us that we be filled. So he gave us instruction. And so the only requirement to being filled with the evidence of tongues, there is an evidence, remember? There's always an outward evidence. The kingdom is not just in word, but it's in power. And there's an evidence, and it's that we speak in tongues. Amen? And so is there anybody here tonight that needs to first receive Jesus? Jesus as the Lord of their life, the Savior of their soul, the one who loves for you, died for you, rose for you. Hallelujah. Everybody here is saved and filled. Yeah, okay. So let's just, everybody here, just tonight, we're just going to be filled for a moment. Can we do that? If you're not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, this is your opportunity right here tonight just to do it. Just, look, I'm not even making you come down front. Hallelujah. Let's just everybody close your eyes for a minute. Jesus said that he would baptize us in the Holy Spirit. And so all we have to do is pray, believe, and then we'll simply receive. Hallelujah. So let's just do this. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Freely you give, and freely I receive my glorious gift of tongues. Now everybody just begin to lift up your voice. Now let the Spirit just come upon you. Come on, out of your mouth. Come on, you got to get it out of your mouth. This is not a thinking exercise. Come on, let it come. Come on. Right now for you those that already filled us, some new tongues. Come on, let some new utterance. Let some new tongues come. Everybody, Zora Baba, la la la. Come on, come on, let it come. Sora din di zebe. Hinde di odzobori adzaged, jaged, jagida garanze. Ha ha ha. Unkoshka ha ha. Yeke, 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 yonkoko. He and a kiddie, oko. He shkada bamban. Lida di 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 bombo bobo. La ashke. Elela a. Come on, let it come. I sense some new tongues. Come on, some new utterance. Come on, some new groanings that can't be articulated. So la le. Come on, don't just say what you're familiar with. So le 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 le. Come on, some new things need to open up here. So la le 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 get in. Get it in. Geens, get yo, yet, zgots, gots, get. Hali, zgot, beansky. I'd yet, gons, get it in, go, ha ha ha. Eshke bomba. Ida, ha. Hey, oko, ji, li, le, little boko, oh, la, 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 and the little bum, 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 oh, la, la, la. Okay, just thank, raise your hands for a moment. Just thank God. Just thank God for just a moment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, glorious things happen when we pray in tongues. Glorious things. Our mind doesn't understand, our mind's unfruitful. But glorious things are happening in the spirit. We don't ever pray in tongues and it like nothing came of it. You know, that's what the devil would try to tell you. Oh, you don't need to do that. You don't understand it. You don't even know what it's saying. It's not doing anything. Come on, that's what the devil would tell you. But you know who else would tell you that? You know who else would tell you that? Your flesh. Your flesh would tell you that because your flesh is at enmity with God. Come on, your mind who wants to reason things and logic things. Your flesh, which is not, you know, we are redeemed people, but our flesh, man, we're still working it out. Come on, our soul, still with fear and trembling, we're working out our salvation. Come on, this mind of ours, we're still having to renew it. Come on, get it transformed, bring it into obedience with the word of Christ. And so don't ever let the devil and don't ever let your own self tell you that this is, doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, if you hear that, I think you ought to just break out into it very loudly. Because supernatural things happen. You know, supernatural things are not natural. And so our mind doesn't understand them. And so, you know, we don't know, but we know what the Bible says, right? We know what the Bible says about tongues. Does anybody know what the Bible says about tongues? That, what about Jude 20? That when we pray in tongues, we build ourselves up. Did you know without, what does that mean? That means when you get built up, you get strong, right? And you do know this, right? That you can't believe God, your faith isn't going to work if you don't have strength. It says if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength was small. That's what Proverbs says. So if you find yourself fainting, and you know if you faint, if you give up, then you're not in the reaping arena. You're not able to reap because you fainted. And so we got to have great strength for these days. Listen, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but we can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not by our strength, not by our own, but by the Spirit. And so there comes a great strengthening, but it's on the inside, all right? And so we have to know that simply because the Bible says that, that we believe that. And therefore, just like most of us know in here, that your body requires some strength. Your body requires that you do some things so that you can remain strong. Your spirit's the same way. And so praying in tongues is like a really big deal. So there's all kinds of things that happen. I could just start listing off many, 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 many things. But actually, turn with me in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 18. It says, and do not be drunk with wine. So am I going to have to say it again? Do I need to say it again? Don't look at anybody, right? The church doesn't need wine because we have a replacement. We got new wine, a better wine with no bad side effects or hangovers the next day. So much better to get a Holy Ghost hangover. I've had some Holy Ghost hangovers. Have you ever had some Holy Ghost where you got so like intoxicated with the Holy Spirit that it took you a while to like, you know, come out from under the influence? Come on, this is the church that we're talking about. It's a Spirit-filled church, right? So Ephesians 5:18 says, don't be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Now this is written to the Ephesians church, which was already a Spirit-filled church. So this is primarily really written to people who knew about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you actually studied out in the Greek, it says, but be being filled. So this is like an everyday thing that we're to be being filled, be being filled, be being filled. So that the measure of the working of the Spirit that's in us, the working measure is not small and just like laying there without anything going on. We have to remember there's another scripture that says, Timothy, that we have to stir up the gift. We have to fan the flame. Come on, throw some things on the fire so that we can stir up the fire, keep it hot, and keep it bright. And so this is how we're supposed to have this relationship with the Spirit, is to be being filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Listen to this. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God. So those are ways. They're not the only ways, but those are ways to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Just start thanking God, letting some things come up, melody come out of your heart. Just start kind of, you know, and then you have to put your faith in being filled. Hallelujah. Was there anybody here tonight that got filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time? Anybody that spoke in tongues for the very first time? Anybody here that spoke in tongues for the first time? All right. Anybody in here still that is not yet speaking in tongues? Maybe you had a little bit of difficulty. You had a little bit of difficulty, but you want to speak in tongues, right? Okay. Misty, you're right behind her. Everybody, we're just going to pray in tongues for just a moment. So this is how God does it. God is interested in the one. He'll stop everything for one. Hallelujah, because we want her to know the blessing, right, that we have. First of all, fulfilling the command, but then the life, just the life that's in tongues. You speak in tongues, right? You speak in tongues? Okay, because we might require you to do it before you get Sometimes we lock the doors, and tongues is the key to the exit. Everybody, let's just begin to pray out in the Holy Ghost for just a moment. Y'all go ahead and help her. All my teenagers in the back. Come on, my young kids in the back. Come on, put your faith right now in the fact that something spiritual is happening on the inside. You might singing out a melody, just making a something. Come on, a spiritual song might come to you. How about we just be being filled? Come on, just put your faith in be being filled right now. John 7, Jesus said, come unto me and drink. Come unto me and drink. Come on, we're to come unto the Lord and drink. We're to drink. Get a good drink of the Holy Ghost. We're to get a good drink of living water. Come on, the fountain that never runs dry. Come on, just be filled. Come on, see yourself like an open vessel and just let the Spirit of the Lord, come on, be poured in. Come on, Jesus said it. Come on, Jesus said it. Come unto me and drink. Zoli ali 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 ali. Okay, everybody stop for a minute. Praise the Lord. You know, it's important that we do this. Some people like get a little, like they don't like, they're speaking in tongues in the assembly. But here's what I want to say about that. Number one, if I preach things to you and only talk about it in theory and we never demonstrate it, then you're going to go home with the theory. And if you don't do it in the assembly, if we can't do it in the assembly together, I can almost guarantee that you're not going to do it at home. So if I don't show you how to get filled, I'm talking about even if as a spiritual believer, if I don't show you sometimes how to just take some time to get refilled where we can all get free enough. I expect tonight when you got out of here to be filled. I mean, to really be filled again. I mean, I'm talking about a feeling where you can sense that you just got filled. But you have to kind of open yourself up for that. You have to kind of do it where you move past your head. But I want to just remind you that in the book of Acts, there were times when corporately the church prayed in tongues. Y'all remember in Acts chapter 2, the initial birth of the church, which started the whole pattern, they all got together and the Holy Spirit fell, got like tongues of fire on their head. They were all filled. Every single person got filled. Every single person was speaking in tongues in the assembly together. That they weren't like, okay, we can't do this out loud. And anyway, in this group right here tonight, we're all believers. We're all Spirit-filled believers. So there's not anything that should offend anybody. Acts chapter 4, remember they were together. Peter and John had just gotten out of prison, released them out of prison, and they came. And what did it say? They began to pray. And as they began to pray, it says the Holy Spirit came. The building shook under the power of God, and they were all filled. They were already filled, but there they got a fresh filling. Hallelujah. And so I'm just reminded sometimes that we, the church, especially on a Wednesday night, a wow Wednesday, that we need to be able to come together and just pray in tongues a little bit, just speak in tongues, just get filled. And it's not always even just the speaking in tongues, but when's the last time you took some time just to sing a melody, just to make a melody in your heart? No, usually we're out and about, and we're thinking and we're you're trying to figure and make it maybe to high. You know, y'all might just try going at it at a different angle. You might have to just try to step back and just make a melody in your heart for a little bit. Ha ha. And then go with something rather than trying to think your way into the solution or into the resolution or try to think your way out of the stress. Many people are trying to think their what do I do to get out of stress? Just step back and go ahead and just start thanking God. Just go ahead and start thanking God. Let a melody come. Let a spiritual song come up. You know, this wasn't written to preachers, right? Right? This was written to believers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did she get it? She got it? You got it? You got it? Praise the Lord. Hey, Misty, did you look at her and say, you got it? She got, okay. So no convincing yourself you didn't get it. You got it, girl. Now you were stamped, Spirit-filled, stamped. You were in the Spirit-filled family. Never to be the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Never to be the same. Praise the Lord. But I just feel like tonight we might should get a drink. I mean, the church, the world has all kind of drinking parties. And we know that they don't have anything that can compare at all to what the church has. Right? Praise the Lord. So sometimes we just got to throw our head back and get a good drink. I just think, let's go ahead and throw our head back for a moment and get a good drink. Just go ahead, whatever comes to you. Ha ha. It is. Ha 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 ha. Now, to drink, you got to open your mouth. So you can't get anything down without opening your mouth. Ha 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 ha. Come on, you're going to get refreshed. Come on, act like it's just you and the Holy Ghost. He's going to take all your burdens in the midst of it. Come on, they're going to roll away. La 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 la. Come on, don't worry about what people think. Come on, don't worry about what people think. Come on. Soria. Come on, we're not self-conscious here. Come on, we're God conscious. Come on, we're Holy Spirit conscious. Oh, dee dee dee. Come on, jump in. Come on. We're having a drinking party. Come on. New wine being distributed. Come on. You know when you're thirsty, you know you take a big gulp. Come on, take a big. Come on, take a big dose. So, di adi 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 adi. So. Come on, keep going. You might have to do it a minute or two to step out of your mind. Come on, and into the Spirit. Come on, just let yourself go under the influence of the Spirit. So. Come on, as long as you're inviting the Holy Spirit, come on, he'll keep pouring in. Come on, he'll keep pouring in. Zoli ali 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 in day 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 day. Ha 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 ha. Yeah yeah. Ziri ale a day. Ziri a day. Every day, zo ba ba my day, so da ba. So much better, so da ba 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 ba. I got the Holy Ghost, so de ba de ba de. Ah-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Come on, we can't get tired. Come on, you stay on Facebook longer than this. Come on, you play video games longer than this. Come on, throw your head back and get a good drink. So. Drinking is fine, sort of bye bye bye. When it's the new wine's obey. Come on, get free. Come on, get free. Zoli, ali, 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 yeah, baby. Zoli ali 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 bro do 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 di da da la la ziri di di la 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 bim bay day zo ba 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 soli ali 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 ali. Come on, it's only been 4 minutes. Soli ali 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 di 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 ha 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 say gay. Oh, I love, I love, I love zo da ba the new wine zo ba ba ba. Zobai is so fine, so fine, so fine, zo. Oh, we got the finest wines out of Arim, baby, baby. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, it's the best stuff, the good stuff. Oh, riari, ari, ari, in day, day, zo, zay, bay, zo, day, bay. Zo, liari, ari, 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 long day, day, za, ba, ba. Zo, ba, ba, be, baby, zo, baby, zay, zay, zo, zay, zay. Zoli, ali, 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 ali. If you're going to stay with me, you got to go with me. You have no idea all the things that are happening in the spirit. Come on, all the things that are being worked out. Come on, all the things that are being changed. Come on, all the things that are changing. Come on, all the things on the inside of you that are being rearranged. Come on, straightened out. I enlarged and increased. Come on, be enlarged, more of the spirit, more of the spirit. Zori, adi, 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 zori, adi, 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 om, bo, 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 holy, adi, adi, zohinya, zeli, adi, 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 om, bo, 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 rabazi, dade, zali, adi, 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 yade, zebe, zori, mama, hazi, erbe, bebe. Come on, I want to see that look of intoxication, spirit intoxication in your eyeballs. Sora ba 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 ba. Zori yari yari yari. Woo! Woo! We got new wine, new wine, new wine. It's so fine. Woo! Come on, it's aged perfectly. Oh, ra ba 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 ba. Woo! 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 Come on, coming from the Rock of Ages. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Oh, di a di ding ge ge. Zori ari 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 bori di di o do do ra ba ba ha 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 ha. Zori eri 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 o ba ba. Zeri eri 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 om bo ba ba ba. Zali eri 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 bo. Woo! Come on, you're saying, I don't understand it. You don't have to understand it. That's the whole point of it. We're not limited to our understanding here. Sorry, da da da. You need to get past your understanding into the spirit where all the answers are. Sorry, da ba. Who has the mind of the spirit but the spirit himself that then speaks to our spirit? Sorry, adi, 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 om, bo, 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 be. Sorry, adi, 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 Botia zepete, shepere bombabe, shepere bonda de do do, zoda da da da. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, sarebe, thank you, Holy Ghost, soreba, araba, araba, oria, ye, oh, ye. Oh, yari 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 yari. So ni di 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 di. Ma la 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 le 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 bon bon. Ma la 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 li le le zopa. Jori arbari. Come on, we're responders. Come on, responding to the spirit. Si di ali yari 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 yom bon bon be. Siri ari 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 zore zere bere jo soli ari 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 ari. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me, Jesus says, and drink. Come on and drink. And drink. And out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Soria, 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 aria. Come on, we're stirring up the flow. Come on, we're strengthening the flow of God in you, the flow of God, the flow of God in you, the flow of God through you. So da de de. Soria, aria, 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 and boom, boom, bay. Sombi, aria, 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 boom, 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 bay.
Kram de le kreng de kram de sum barandang de rebe de rom de rebe rom de ramba da reng de lele
soli ali
ben de vrem de kram de le krebe se kan de le royal mar vise
soli ali ali
teng de ki king de le sam de le ro de le heb de zang de gede 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 For I'm a tour of a sea, for I'm a tour of a
sea. Come on, sing out for just a moment.
For he is Lord of all, 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 for he is Lord of all. He's Lord of all, he's Lord of all, he's Lord of all. He's Lord of all, he's Lord of all, he's Lord of all. He's my Lord, he's my Lord, he's Lord of all. He's my Lord, he's my Lord, he's Lord of all.
Sori ya ba 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 ye ye. Soli ye.
Pereva roga lele, pereva laga lele, pereva roda de lore lele.
Sholo
lele, pereva roda lele, pereva roda lele.
Shele lele 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 lele
lele. Pereva lore lele. This part of it, this part of it. Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always in all things to God the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, we're doing this in Christ. Singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord is part of being full. Part of being full. Part of being full. People get filled and they start singing. Pregado, pregado, pregadele. There's joy. There's joy in there. Bring the gay, bring the gay. Thank you, pranke, cheke,
I'm going to sing it all day long.
Predevo, predevo, predevo,
giving glory to my God.
Predevalanke, predevalanke, predevalore.
Sing it day to day, to day, to day, 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 day.
Grande,
ora, ba, 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 ba,
ba,
Sheen de 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 Inga la 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 bom bo 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 ra de Sha da 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 di da da la 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 de 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 So la ba 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 ba. Come on, just sing out for a minute. I just sense the Lord wants to put like the bounce back in your step. That's what I heard him say. Come on, just put the bounce back in your step. So la 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 po 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 pa ha 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 oh ho ho ha ha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Come on, keep singing. Come on, you're going to break into the daylight. Those that feel like they're going through the dark tunnel, come on, you're going to break into the daylight. So ba e ha 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 ha. Yeah, yeah, oh. Come on, take hold. So da ba ya ba break da break ah so bo breakthrough, breakthrough. So ba da ba 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 into the light. Come on, into the bright day. So da ba into the brighter day. Come on, so da da ba ya 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 bo bo. So da da ba ya. Da 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 ba ya ba. Glory. 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 Just for a moment, take an assessment on the inside. First of all, there's the peace of God. The peace of God coming into every situation. So how many of you feel stronger? Let me see your hand if you feel stronger. Okay? How many of you feel lighter? Come on, this is real. This is, Jesus said, come unto me and drink. So this is part of real ministry. And it's supernatural, and that's why the flesh doesn't like it. And probably more happened. So we've met 16 minutes. 16 minutes, just so you know. 16 minutes. You got a good feeling. Probably more happened in this 16 minutes than in all of your praying and begging and stressing out and striving to make something happen. Because I tell you what, in the spirit, as a matter of fact, I heard the Lord say he was laying hold of some things that people have been praying about, but he was laying hold. Praise God.
We know that to some of you, that 16 minutes felt like a lifetime if you've never done that before. But if we do this right, okay, if we do this right, we can tap into and practice and get fluent in the things of the Spirit, okay? And so that's what we just did here. This was practice. It's mostly believers here. I mean, it's all believers here. It's a good practice time. So what we did is just 60 minutes to show you what it looks like, feels like. Things did happen, but this is also what you need to do at home. This needs to be part of your life, part of your life. And if you'll be faithful, you'll tap into some things, and power and strength will be part of your daily life. And you can even laugh by yourself at home if you want to. And then when you come to church and somebody's laughing, you won't be upset about it. Why are they laughing so loud? Because sometimes the Holy Spirit just gets on us, and there's a blessing and a refreshing when laughter comes. Hallelujah. We know the Bible says that There's a means and method and strategy for tongues. Sometimes tongues with interpretation needs to be in order so unbelievers can get a message. When it's all believers, you don't really need the tongues for a message because we're all believers. You just prophesy to them. So there's instruction to do this right. But like she said, there's group times in tongues when we're all filled together, and that was what tonight was. We see it as also practice time together in tongues. And then there's other times in tongues together when we pray in tongues. So we have prayer meetings when everybody's praying in tongues. So when the scripture warns to be careful about all doing it, there's also times when you need to do it. So just keep that in mind, that it's not some doctrine you can never have two people praying in tongues at once. That's not what the Bible says. It's actually in that portion of scripture talking about we don't need to hear a tongue from each of you with an interpretation after it. That would be pretty laborious. That would feel like longer than 16 minutes.
But I did feel actually toward the end, so since Pastor brought it up, let's just go ahead and stand up. And I want you to find somebody that's not your spouse or your best friend. Just one-on-one, and I just want you to take a moment and just look at them and let something come from the Lord. I'm not talking about we're not trying to force a gift, but just we all have the exhortation. We can all encourage one another. Everybody find somebody that's not your spouse or not your best friend. Come on, because they it's harder to receive. It's harder to receive that way. Come on. Just pray in tongues for just like a brief moment, and then just look at them and bless their socks off. Come on, just look at them and encourage them one to another.
Glad you said it, because I felt to do it.
Come on, you don't have to get serious. Just bless them. Come on, give them something. Encourage them. Let the rivers of living water flow out of you. Come on, you got life. You got life. Give it. All right, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Switch people if you haven't. Switch to your other partner. Do another. Woo! All right, when you're finished, find your seat. Reggie, come give Mr. Brian an encouragement. Come on, you got rivers of living water. Come on, you got life in you. Let that life flow. Let that life flow. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, for He is good. He is good. Come on, this is what we do. We let life flow. Life flows. All right, go ahead and find your seat. Go ahead and find your seat. Praise the Lord. Isn't this wonderful? Come on, this is church. We love the preaching of the word, absolutely, but we also love the flow of the Spirit. Come on, the word and the Spirit work together. And by the way, I did not confiscate Pastor Chaz's service. He came in my office, he said, I don't have it, I think you do. And I said, well, praise the Lord, I'll go with it. Just so you know. I went with it.
If I'd have done that 15 years ago, she'd have said, nuh-uh. You got to give me at least 5 days advance. First time I was in a week of meetings that kind of went like this. Believers meetings, you know, there's times to do this. And in churches, you ought to have some times like this. And the first week I spent in a meeting like this, I'm like, wow, this is so wonderful, but I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how to tap in. I don't know how to get in there. I can tell that they're in somewhere I'm not. I can see that they're in the Spirit. There's something going on, but it's not happening to me. So I looked over this lady next to me. I said, what do I do? How do I do this? She said, she was just all, you know, she said, you got to give the Lord something to work with. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? She goes, I don't know, just shake your hands or something. So I'm over there going, hoping that something would take. And it didn't really take, but it gave me something to think about. And really what she was saying was you need to take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. You need to yield to the Spirit. Take a step of faith. And maybe that's what you need or sometime, or maybe you need to take off running or jump up dancing or holler or laugh. You know, you're sitting there going, I don't want to laugh. I don't want to laugh. I don't know. It's not making me laugh. The Holy Spirit's not making me laugh. Well, just say, ha, 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 anyway. And then maybe something will happen. So, but in your life, responding to the Spirit, taking a step of faith is very important. And really, the first moment you receive the Holy Spirit, you have to take a, many people have a hard time with tongues because it's so, what? Because it's so intellectual. And we have to make them do something by faith, take a step before you ever can even get filled with the Spirit in the first place.
That's why I said to drink, you have to open your mouth. You can't just sit there like this. You got to give God something to work with. But in Trinidad, in the very first meeting I was at, we had kind of like a, just kind of the Spirit kind of broke open in a place, and they were kind of shouting and rejoicing. And I had a lady come up after service, and she said, "Will this work for me at home?" And I recognized if for nothing else, that's why the Lord had us do that, so that she would know what we do here. So we do it in the assembly, but you can do this at home. And you'll get the same effect of feeling stronger and the same effect of feeling lighter right at home. Amen. And laugh in the face of the devil. And laugh in the face of your own flesh.
Amen. So we got some more work to do. You know, we're trying to grow up in Christ and be a church that allows the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in many different ways. And if we can yield to some of these things that you can see and touch like that, we can yield to some of the other manifestations of the Spirit. So really the door into the supernatural is tongues. It's like, why does that have to be the doorway? Couldn't it be something a little more clear? No, it just tongues is the doorway. It's the lowest gift, but it's the doorway into the rest of the manifestations of the Spirit. So don't be afraid of it. Embrace it. Do it at home 20 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day, can I get a 40, can I get a 50, can I get a 60? Do it until it's a habit and you want to go 21 minutes. Do it until it's like, wow, I really, now I see. Do it until you can see that tongues is actually helpful in your daily life. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining Pastors Chaz and Joni today from Houston Faith Church. If you're looking for a good home church in Houston, Texas, we'd like to invite you to be our guest anytime. What you'll find is the Houston Faith Church is highly committed to the Word of God, the love of God, and the Spirit-filled life and ministry that Jesus expects. We know that everyone wants to make a difference in this life, and that the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ is the main thing for all of us. You'll find your purpose here and grow strong in faith at Houston Faith Church. Find more faith-building resources on our YouTube channel or subscribe to our free audio podcast. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. See you soon.